similar to kind of Benjamin Francis Leftwich, Ben Howard, in fact, Al Lewis that we played earlier on in the show. It's quite resemblant of that, that kind of light, hoppy, singer-songwriter type material. It's Lewis Watson on Q Radio, a song called Into the Wild, and he's got an EP entitled Into the Wild, which is out at the moment. It's four tracks, very similar to that, but very cool. I'd be very interested to see whether I could listen to a whole album of that and whether it would keep my interest up. Maybe you can change up a couple of songs a gear, or maybe change songs down and do some really light acoustic stuff. I don't know. Be very intrigued to hear the album when it comes out at some point. But we'll move on for now to Peace, who are a band that seem to have taken so many people by storm recently. They've got a great album out at the moment, but they all started in Birmingham, which is where lots of cool bands are out at the moment, like Swim Deep and Laura and Vulla. They're all in that kind of area. But Harry and Dom from the band were telling me that even though they come from Birmingham, they haven't been there for quite a while.
We haven't been there for, like, so long because we've been on tour or recording. But, like, I just hear about so many bands, and, like, they're all, like, people that I've met years ago or, like, around, like people that I know. And then it's, like, they're in a, like, band now that's, like, getting, like, press coverage. It's, like, sick, like...
It's been really weird to see.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like the big, like, social scene that we were a part of and what we started in has now, like, become bands and, like...
I feel like we missed it, though. I feel like we left the party too early. It's, like...
I feel like, yeah...
You could say that. You could say that you've hit a bit of popularity sooner than they, maybe.
Yeah, because we were, like, out of that sort of thing... I don't know, we started touring straight away and we got signed pretty early, like, before anyone else, and then, like, I don't know, it's all gone on from there, really. And, like,
it's funny, like, isn't it, because that kind of, you say you got signed, you know, a little bit earlier down the line. Some people can, when they hear Peace, you know, music coming out today, can forget about that history.
Yeah.
I saw a girl in there, said that she saw you in Preston a year ago.
Yeah, real
tiny crowd and whatnot, and then comes back and sees it today on a bigger scale. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's good, it's just, like, a really organic sort of progression that we've done. Like, nothing's moved uncomfortably fast. Like, some people say, like, when we're doing interviews, especially, some people are like, oh, it's moved so fast for you, like, 2 years.
Has it?
And then it's like, and then some people are like, you've taken a really slow, and it's like, I don't even know what's going on.
Well, how does it feel for you guys then? What's it been like?
It's just like,
it's been comfortable, like, nothing's felt, we've never felt out of our depth.
Almost undaunting.
We've always operated at the exact level that we actually are at, like, we've never... Because, like, there was talk with this tour, like, should we make the venues bigger because of the...
I wonder that, because, you know, this is the smallest of the academies we've got in Manchester, and you could have filled a bigger one, but I suppose you pack it into a smaller venue, you get so much more energy, don't you?
And, like, it's like, we don't want to... We'll do that next time, there's plenty of time, we've never upgraded a venue or put in extra shows, we've always just done what we wanted to do. And then seeing how it went.
It's fair play to you, boys. Yeah. And of course, the EP has the best artwork on it I think I've seen. I wanted to know who cut the melon, because they got a very steady hand, haven't they?
There's a guy called Sam Coldy.
However, who cut the melon is actually, randomly, I found a guy, an old friend of mine, Ellis Scott, the photographer, who used to go around with a camera at parties, and I remember taking photos. He did the photo of it, and I think he might have actually cut the melon.
Oh, really?
I think I heard
that.
What
a fraud.
But, and it was really weird, because I bumped into him, and I was like, I haven't seen you in, like, 2 years. And I was just like, yeah. And he was like, oh, I did a photo for your band. I was like, did you? And he was like, yeah, the melon. I was like, really? He was like, yeah, I cut it into a piece of melon. I was like,
no way.
No way, yeah.
Did he do the Wraith artwork as well, then?
That was Sam Coldy, the artist, who, like... But I've always... Me and Sam, like, talk... and come up with the ideas together, and then he, like, executes them perfectly.
Yeah, and found a great leopard.
He's done everything so far, and he's a really good artist. Cue now.
This is Peace on Q Radio with Bloodshake, and we heard from them earlier on when I caught up with them at a gig of theirs recently. But we talked about their EP, which came out last year, and it just took me by complete surprise how brilliant it was. And I showed my mates immediately and told them to listen to it. And the artwork as well is brilliant. It's a watermelon cut into the shape of a peace symbol. It's just very quirky. But the last track of the EP is the epic 10-minute long, largely instrumental track called 1998. And they played that in their encore. But before they did that, all the boys went off stage and just left the drummer to fill for ages.
Yeah. That was, we had that idea about 15 minutes before we went on. We were looking at the set list and we were like, should we do an encore? Like, we've never done one before. And then I don't know.
Yes, let's do it and we'll leave the drums.
I've never done a drum solo.
You've got to do one once. So tell me a bit more about the album. It must have been, whilst you were making it, it must have been a pretty full-on process.
It's really intense. We did it in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And we just went to the countryside to a studio, a converted chapel, with Jim, who did the EP, and it was really, it was like 24/7. Like the day, like we'd get up, I want to say 9 a.m., but realistically 11, 12. But we'd be working from then in the studio till 2 a.m. every day. And then,
yeah, but that must be great. In the early hours, the tender hours of the day, do you find that you're most productive?
It's the point when you do something like, I don't want to think about what I'm doing with this pedal, with this guitar, with this amp, so you just flick something and you turn something up too loud, you can't be bothered,
yeah.
Or like put in a make a stupid decision that turns out to define what the sound is that you're doing. I find that you get the weirder stuff when you're really tired or lagged out, I don't know. Mm. The witching hour was always good for us.
Yeah.
It's a creative period of the day.
Yeah. The rest of it was just a waste of time. But
in the afternoon, just forget it.
Yeah. There's so many memories. The gym sat there at like 2:30 in the morning, just going. And then just being like, get me a coffee, and then just be like, right, let's try something else. And then we'd do it, and then we'd all wake up because we'd try something new because we were like, we've worked on this for like since midnight. Now, too, we'd try something else, and then we'd be like, all just be awake, and then like, this is it.
It was always like, last thing we do before we go to sleep, let's just try this just for fun. And then we were like, this is good, so now we're up for another more 2 hours, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We did late night stuff, it was good though.
But whilst you're doing this, I suppose, you're in the studio 24/7 for 5 weeks, like you say. You mustn't have got a chance to listen to much else in that period of time.
Only thing I think we listened to was Christmas music.
Brilliant. Did that inform your playing? Did you get some bells in the album at all?
There's a bit of bells in there. There's a bit of airy, Christmassy sounds. Yeah. But I think
on Lovesick, were you inspired by the season of love?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. I think though, like with Christmas music, when you're 3 weeks in and the only people you've seen are your bandmates, the producer, the technician, and the like woman who runs the studio, it's like you put on a bit of Christmas music, suddenly you don't hate each other.
No.
Yeah, and you forget about the argument you had last night about something, and suddenly everything is fine.
I don't know, but it did really bring it,
because it can get a bit claustrophobic in there, but in like a good way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, a bit of Christmas music, especially like classics like Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, then you're just all buzzing, and you're like, yeah, let's go in. And it's had bells this time.
Really. I got pretty twisted with documentaries. I went documentary crazy in the studio because every time I wasn't needed, I just watched a documentary.
So I watched loads of The OC.
Oh, you did watch that?
Because I felt this void. I was like, wait, I'm getting absolutely no emotional content in this situation. I was like, there's no... I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah, like some American drama in there.
So it's like, let's throw in The OC, because Dom recommended it to me.
I'm a big OC fan.
Can you recite all the words to Fat Planet at the start?
Yeah.
Go on. Let's... Driving in the
No, I'm not going to, but I could. Take my word for it. Cue now.